Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this edition of Motown Memories, we're featuring the women of Motown from the 1980s, the first half hour, and the men of Motown from the 1980s in the second half hour. Coming up, we'll hear from Mary Jane Girls, Diana Ross, and Tina Marie. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories. Mary Jane Girls with In My House, a number 7 song from 1985. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring some of the women of Motown from the 1980s. Well, coming up, perhaps the number one woman of Motown from the 1980s, Diana Ross, in her number one smash, Upside Down. Well, it had been 4 years since Diana had recorded a top 10 single. In fact, all of her singles in the 1970s followed a strange pattern. They either went to number one or they missed the top 10 entirely. Well, in 1980, Diana Ross was teamed up with the hottest production team of the year, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. Well, Diana was not pleased with the results of her sessions with Edwards and Rodgers. Well, Nile Rodgers had worked with a group called Chic, and Diana believed she sounded more like a guest star on a Chic album than the center of attention on her own album. Well, after she heard the final mixes of the songs on the album, including this song, Upside Down, she was furious, and she gave specific instructions on how she wanted the tracks remixed. Well, Edwards and Rodgers made some slight changes and returned the tapes, suggesting that if she's still not happy, she could remix them herself. Well, she did that, and the results were a great song. Here is Upside Down, right here on Motown Memories.
Instinctively, you give to me the love. MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I got
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I can't cover up my feelings in the name of love, or play it safe for a while, that was easy. And if living for myself is what I'm guilty of, go on and sentence me, I'll still be free. It's my turn to see what I can see. I hope you'll understand. This time's just for me, because it's my turn. With no apologies, I've given up the truth to those I've tried to please. But now it's my turn. If I don't have all the answers,
great Motown memory from Diana Ross, It's My Turn, number 9 from 1980, and the last top 40 song she ever had by herself on the Motown record label, before she went to the RCA record label. Before that, I'm Coming Out by Diana, number 5 in that same year from 1980, and we started with the third song from 1980, but this one was number 1, Upside Down. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature the women of Motown from the 1980s for the rest of this half hour. Well, coming up, one more woman from the 1980s, Tina Marie. Well, Tina Marie was born Mary Christine Brokett on March 5, 1956 in Santa Monica, California. And she's an accomplished singer, songwriter, and producer. Well, after signing with Motown Records in 1976 as a backup singer, Smokey Robinson, the vice president of Motown Records and one of the original Miracles, he hooked Tina up with Rick James for her first album entitled Wild and Peaceful. It was released in 1979. Well, legend has it that thanks to Rick's refusal to work with Diana Ross, because he wasn't allowed to pursue her entire album, that he began working with Tina. Well, Tina Marie found her first successes with the following two songs we'll hear for the balance of this half hour. Well, success did not mean that Tina Marie was satisfied professionally or was stable financially. Upon discovering that she had underpaid royalties for the four albums she recorded for Motown, Tina Marie decided to leave the label and later sued it for restricting her artistic control. A law was passed as a result called the Brockert Initiative, popularly known as the Tina Marie Law, which set a precedent for artists singing control of their careers by limiting the length of their recording contracts. Well, here is Tina Marie and Square Biz right here on Motown Memories. Tina Marie with I Need Your Loving. Her biggest charting song reached number 37 from 1981. And before that, also from 1981, we started with Squib Is by Tina, number 50. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured some women of Motown from the 1980s. Well, coming up in the next half hour, we'll hear from some men of Motown from the 1980s, right here on Motown Memories.